From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. French President François Hollande has pledged to destroy Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for the deadly November 13th attacks in Paris. NPR's Afebia Quistarton reports the French leader paid particular respect at a large national memorial ceremony today to the many young people killed in those attacks.
In a solemn, music-filled memorial, President Hollande promised the families of victims and the wounded and survivors that France would do all it can to, as he put it, destroy the army of fanatics. The ceremony was held symbolically at the imposing Invalides building, where homage is usually paid to France's military and national heroes. Those killed in Paris are being honored in a similar way, in a gesture suggesting they died for France when suicide bombers targeted several locations in Paris, killing 130 people on November 13. Hollande says the youth of France has been struck to the core and that most of those who perished were younger than 35. Afebia Quistarton, NPR News, Paris.
Russia says Turkish President Erdogan has requested a meeting with President Putin next week in Paris. In the meantime, NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that Russia is looking for ways to punish Turkey.
Russia is determined to make Turkey pay for shooting down a Russian bomber on the Turkish-Syrian border. Kremlin leaders have called on Russian tourists not to take their vacations in Turkey, a move that could cost the Turkish tour industry billions of dollars. Russia is also stopping many Turkish products from entering Russia, citing alleged health and safety problems. That will be costly to Turkey, which exports a lot of foods to Russia, especially fruits and vegetables. Russian police also arrested nearly 50 Turkish businessmen who were attending an agricultural conference in Russia. The men were fined and jailed for alleged visa violations. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Chicago police have arrested a 27-year-old man in the shooting death of a 9-year-old, Tyshawn Lee, this month. The child was lured into an alley and shot as he headed from his grandma's house to a local park to play basketball. Police say it was a targeted gang shooting, and they say Lee's father has gang ties. A protest on Chicago's upscale Magnificent Mile on one of the busiest days of the shopping season is getting the support of the city's teachers union, which is encouraging members to join the protest of the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald a year ago by a white police officer. Dashcam video of the shooting was just released this week, and largely peaceful demonstrations have been held since then. McDonald was shot 16 times. The march today is being organized by Jesse Jackson, who says it will be a peaceful way to protest racism in the Chicago City Police Department. Wall Street is trading in mixed territory at this hour. This is NPR News. Pope Francis says giving young people an education and a job is the best way to stop them from joining extremist groups. During his last public event in Kenya today, Francis was asked how to prevent family and friends from joining militant groups. Kenyans make up the biggest group of foreign fighters in the al-Qaeda-linked extremist group al-Shabaab. Meanwhile, the Pope also says corruption can be found in all institutions, including his own.
Pero no solo en la política.
And it's not just in politics.
En todas las instituciones.
In all areas of life.
Incluso en el Vaticano.
Also in the Vatican.
Heard there through an interpreter, Francis is on a tour of three African countries, starting in Kenya. Today he's in Uganda. A horse-drawn wagon pulls up to the White House at this hour, carrying a 19-foot-tall Christmas tree from Pennsylvania. And Pierre Scott Horsley has more.
The Fraser fir was grown on Bustard's Christmas tree farm in Carbon County, Pennsylvania. Jay Bustard says it's more than twice as tall as the typical tree they sell, with a shape that caught the attention of the White House usher and head groundskeeper.
It's nice on all four sides because it sits in the middle of the blue room, so they want a tree that's nice and symmetrical. Still has some open spaces that you can hang ornaments, so it's a pretty nice tree.
The Bustard family's been growing trees in Pennsylvania for more than half a century, but this is the first year they entered a national contest to supply the White House tree. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
It's a shortened holiday trading session on Wall Street today, with markets closing at 1 p.m. Right now, the Dow is down 6 points, the Nasdaq up 9. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.